WTFR. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a call out to Beady Boy. For those of you that don't know, Beady Boy was a gentleman that was on my network. John Beady. He was the founder of the Canadian Nazi Party. He was a good gentleman. He made a lot of sense on the most part, but he was on the Trump train. He's getting on in his years, of course, as many of us know. And I expect a full apology before he passes away. Just as I think, sit down and think about apologies that I must make before I pass away, I fully expect him to do the same. You know, Trump has been holding hands with every Zionist on the face of the fucking planet. He's been in the pocket of Jerusalem politicians and all sorts of shit. He's proven beyond doubt that he is holding hands with Israel. He's proven beyond doubt that he is a Jew puppet. He's gone to the wall. He put the yarmulke on, the whole lot. He's got relations and relations that are Jewish. And this is quite often why he will continuously hold hands with Israel and Israel's Jews. And he has no push to want to break ties with those people. So, Beady, you owe me an apology. When you left the network because I wouldn't join the Trump train and I spoke against those of you on the Trump train, you took your leave, but you said to me, and these were your words, is it okay that we still speak with one another? You know, can we still be on good grounds with each other? And I said, yes, of course. I have no problem with speaking with you, blah, blah, blah. But not only did you not speak with me when I wrote you emails, you removed me from Skype, okay? You took me off Skype without any reason, without so much as a sorry about this, Sean, but I don't think we're going to get along anymore. At least if you had have done that, I would have been okay, all right? At least if you had said, Sean, this is the reason I'm not talking to you anymore, blah, 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 I would have been like, okay, well, you know, you're a man of your word. You at least let me know what's going on. You didn't so much as let me know what was going on. I'm really, really peeved off about that. And if you do not give me an apology for what you did, then I will make perfectly sure that I will let everybody know that John Beady is a fraud and that John Beady is a fucking idiot for the rest of time until the day I die. Okay? I will put you in my idiot box. There was no need for this, Beady. You could have continuously spoke with me. There would have been no problem whatsoever, but you didn't. All right? You couldn't even give me a reason as to why you didn't. Again, if you had have given me that reason, I would have been cool with it. You know, Maiden and I were just talking about Sledge this evening. Mike Sledge. Mike Sledge and I had a really good rapport. We had a really good friendship going behind the scenes to the point where we were calling each other brother. And I don't take that shit lightly, all right? When I'm calling somebody brother, it's not just passing by type brother. Yeah, how you going, brother? How you going, brother? Not that sort of shit. I call people brother that I consider a brother. All right? Mike Sledge and I had that brother deal going. But in the end, Mike took his leave because of pussy. That's plain and simply it. You know what I mean? I realized just how weak of will and weak of character he was when he took his leave because of pussy. He followed the pussy. He could smell the pussy and he followed the pussy. You know, he's an automatic in the idiot box. He's an automatic, you're a detriment to society type deal. Really, seriously, ladies and gentlemen. But I do not expect that of Beady. Okay? I expect Beady to owe me a full apology of the mistake he has made. Like I said, and some people might argue, well, didn't you just recently say that if you had to vote between Biden and Trump, you would vote for Trump? No, I did not. I said that if somebody had a gun to my head and were forcing me to vote, because voting in this day and age is an act of terrorism, all right? Voting is an act of terrorism in this day and age because we're supporting terrorists if we vote for them. Biden, terrorist. He's all for war. Trump, terrorist. He's all for war. He's all for Israel, as is Biden. These people are terrorists. So if we vote, we are an accomplice to that terrorism. Okay? No, I would not have voted for either. If it was up to me, I would always tell people that don't vote. It's an act of terrorism. Don't vote. There's no one worth voting for. Anybody with half a brain wouldn't vote. They wouldn't turn up to that ballot box and vote because it's an act of terrorism. Plain and simply. Beatty, this is a call out to you, sir. You owe me an apology. You have been, for the lack of a better way of explaining it, sucking the dick of a Zionist. George Lincoln Rockwell would be rolling over in his grave right now if he knew your behavior. If he knew that you were voting for this piece of shit called Trump. This Zionist piece of shit. He's a kike. Albeit he may not be anointed a kike, he acts like a kike. He looks like a kike with that yarmulke on over on, when he's at the Wailing Wall. He's fucking doing everything kike-wise. So therefore, he is a kike, in my opinion. And Rockwell would have said exactly the same fucking thing. He would have said, don't vote for these cretins. Whether it be Biden or Trump. And for all of you that are still on the Trump train, because, see, it can go both ways. It can go both ways. I was saying on one of the recent broadcasts that any of you that voted for Biden just because you hate Trump, you're a fucking idiot. And by God, I stand by that. But it goes the other way as well. Any one of you who voted for Trump because Biden is fucking senile and he's a pedophile, you're a fucking idiot. Don't vote for either. Both of them are as bad as each other. Both of them are as bad as each other. Plain and simply. So who are we supposed to vote for? You don't vote for any of them. You don't vote for the Clintons. You don't vote for the Bidens. You don't vote for the Trumps. As Jimmy X said, and rightfully so, all that way back in 2009 or 2010, around that time, you vote all of these people out and you get new incumbents in that are going to work for the people without the corruption of Israel involved. It's not rocket science. It's not rocket science. Oh, what, do you think you're perfect? Sure, no, absolutely not. I'm not perfect, but I'm just not fucking stupid. On the same token, all right? I'm just not fucking stupid. Pull your head out of your fucking ass and understand what I'm saying. Don't vote for terrorists. All right? They are a terrorist to your country. 911, right? Israel terrorism. Trump, Israel terrorism. Biden, Israel terrorism. You know, these are all Israel / Jerusalem terrorism. Plain and simply. Right? Clinton's Israel terrorism. They're all sucking the dick of Israel. You tell me where the logic lies. So, you've got a dude that's sitting there saying, oh, we've got to build a wall and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. Sounds like a fucking rap song. Right? Over and over fucking again. But yet he's holding the hands of the very people that create illegal immigration. So he's saying we've got to stop the illegal immigration, but he doesn't go to the root problem, which is Israel. Israel and its Jews are the ones pulling the strings in Congress. I don't know, where's the logic in that? Where's the common sense in that? You tell me that he's worth voting for when he's holding the hands of the very people that are creating all problems in the United States of America, in Australia, in England, in Ireland, in Scotland, in Sweden. in Switzerland, in fucking France. You tell me. So these people, these creatures called kikes, are creating the very fucking problem that exists all over the planet. And Trump is holding hands with these very people and you want to vote for him. Beatty, you owe me an apology. I'll be happy to take this audio down off my website if you owe me an apology. Until then, this audio will remain there. You're a disappointment to me, and you're a disappointment to white Western civilization. White Western civilization is of a civilization that is intelligent, that is knowledgeable, one that stands tall and stands strong for his white civilized man. We are not weak of will. We are not weak of character, Beatty boy. So grow up, and you fucking apologize to me the way you treated me. You apologize, Beatty. I'm going to hold you to that. And if you don't, by God, I will make perfectly sure that everybody I know will understand that Beatty boy is weak of will and weak of character, and that he's in my idiot box.
16:50 a.m. Tonawanda, New York. 107.9
FM.
WTFR.